this news story, it happens to involve KFC.
Yeah.
Because they're missing something that showed up in a front yard.
Okay. Give me a second here.
How did a 7-foot-tall Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket end up in my front yard? I mean, how can you not answer that question? We sent Julie Meeks to just north of Waynesboro to find out.
I can't believe
if you
made
saw
a
this
news
from
story
the
out.
Highway, and trust me, you can most definitely see this from the highway, you might be surprised to find out this isn't KFC. This is someone's front yard.
When I was driving by, I saw this giant Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket in my yard. Mm-hmm. And I thought for sure that I was hallucinating, so I called
I thought I was having the best dream ever. I drove up to my window, but there was no chicken in my hand.
I climbed right into that bucket.
I'm so blue.
Now I'm still hungry.
No chicken. Now I'm just a lady with a boy haircut and a hungry tummy.
I'll just have to eat raw batter.
Whoa. I asked my cat for a side of mashed potatoes and coleslaw. All it did was meow. Whoa. Now the only giblets I'll see are the ones underneath my mouth.
Home and check to have them go outside.
And I know what you're thinking. The answer is no. There is no chicken in that 7-foot bucket.
I was
right.
Wondering.
Everybody,
yes,
was
everybody
thinking.
Was.
Hey guys,
is that 7-foot novelty bucket
full of chicken?
That looks like it was a sign of some sort at one time. I wonder if it's filled with chicken.
That's one of their highest operating costs, is keeping their signage filled with chicken.
Definitely chicken in there.
It takes forever.
Chicken?
She actually had to write in the story. Okay, throw in the possibility that it's full of chicken at this point.
I know what you're Hedrick wondering.
Tells me it appeared Thursday afternoon, and she had no idea where it came from or who it belongs to.
I have an idea where it came from, and I have an idea who it belongs to after 1 second of this story.
Yeah, this is not that difficult. One, it's a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket. It's large. And she has teenagers.
I called Popeye's Churches and Browns, and they don't know either. No one's missing. No,
I'll tell you who was especially not helpful. Taco Bell.
They said it's not theirs. I don't know. This is so... What a mystery. How confusing. Call in the Hardy Boys.
Maybe
we need Encyclopedia Brown for this one.
Answer is no. There is no chicken in that 7-foot bucket. God, Hedrick tells
news people are so stupid.
Yeah.
And just to answer the question you're thinking, there are no brains inside this head.
It appeared Thursday afternoon, and she had no idea where it came from who it belongs to. Maybe it's a sign. We've heard of heavenly manna, but what about original recipe?
Oh my gosh, is there some great comparisons in here. This All is right. doing nothing to alleviate the stereotype of the stupid television news reporter.
Going to this, going back to this resident, this talking whale with a male.
Back to Turbo Neck.
Often we need something to laugh about, and so I put it on Facebook and told them that I would bring chicken to the next potluck.
Whoa, it's the daily potluck. We have one every day, 2 times a day. We sure do like to eat.
I live on a heady diet of casseroles.
Most of them are cheese-based. Whoa, it's my 3-cheese Rangoo.
The girls on Pinterest are going to go crazy over this one.
I better invest in Pyrex quick.
It has already become a popular landmark. Hedrick says people have been stopping to take pictures.
What, they just
with it,
get to keep
but
it?
I don't imagine.
Yeah,
anyone...
no one has tried to track that, down the missing sign.
There's not someone at a store looking around going, I think something's different. No one? Nothing?
One can steal it easily. I know from experience, it's very hard to move.
Maybe we'll get
Because I'm known
potato.
As one of the world's greatest movers. And even I can't hardly budge it.
Okay.
Alone as a small girl.
Another comment from local Free Willy.
Imagine anyone can steal it easily. I know from experience, it's very hard to move.
Maybe we'll get giant mashed potatoes next to it.
And about the owner, we found him. Freddie Taylor is Hedrick's landlord. He collects signs like this, and he says this bucket is quite a find.
Wait a minute. The landlord collects signs?
Like that?
Say what?
Well, I guess like American Pickers, you know, except he probably doesn't resell them for money.
I have what you call a garbage house, and this goes perfect.
And that bucket right there, if you notice it, it don't say KFC. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. That bucket's probably 40 years old.
Taylor plans mm-hmm. to have it mounted.
I don't think it was 40 years ago that they shortened the name to KFC.
I think it was like 2007.
So
that seems like 40 years ago to him because he spent the last six years trying to read.
It was 1991.
And thank you, right. Encyclopedia Brown. There's your mystery solver right there. It's a clue.
If it had just said KFC, I'd have been stumped. But now I know this bucket is from Kentucky.
All right. Now the story reset on me.
How did a
timed
7
out.
Foot tall Kentucky Fried this Chicken
will take
bucket.
A second. Has to catch up to where we are.
It's worth it.
Quite a find.
And that bucket right there, if you notice it, it don't say KFC. It says Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Thank you, I'm Colonel Stupid.
I'm pretty much an expert on all things food related.
That bucket's probably 40 years old.
Taylor plans to have it mounted on a pole so it will be permanently displayed for all to see.
Really?
But Hedrick isn't mad. She says it will make her house hard to miss.
It's unusual, but it makes really good landmarks for when people come to our
house. Normally, I just take a giant dump on the front lawn when I'm having a party. Look for the house with the big pile of feces. That's mine.
I might just, I might put a ladder up there and start taking dumps in the bucket.
Else you can just say come down to the giant, you know, the giant KFC bucket
because
and turn around.
Addresses don't work well anymore.
My friends don't understand numbers.
I like to convince myself that my big personality makes me attractive, but really I'm fat and ugly.
And for those who come to the house looking for finger-licking good chicken, well, they'll have to drive another 5.5 miles.
What will they here find there? I tricked a few into looking inside of me. But
you got to get the joke out.
A few people have had
come
to lick
on.
Their
you're,
fingers
you're,
after coming over.
Friggin' professional. How the hell can you
it.
Fall
That's
apart?
All. I just wanted to say something about it.
Makes sense, Joe.
Julie Meeks, NBC 26 News. It's like the big chicken in Marietta.
Boy, the A-team on what? That news station.
Look at the
attractive people who couldn't ad-lib a fart at a bean convention. Look at these losers. News team assemble, man. God.
Boy, their chicken puns were the worst chicken puns.
This chick is terrible, both of them. The best, the biggest personality was the ugly chick, the fat lady who owns the house at the KFC bucket was at. I should put her
Chunky
on the news.
Patty came out of her front door and said, "What the clock?"
That's a good pun. What
the clock?
If you like big breasts and great legs, don't look in this bucket. Look at our news desk. Back to you, Sarah.
Yowza.
Last time I saw gravy like this, it came out of my butt.
What?
It's not like you don't hear the rest of the show.
No, it's like, shut up. I want a joke too. Leave me alone.
Everybody.
Quit picking on my jokes just because they're not as good as yours.
Mine wasn't even good.
Kentucky Fried.
At least mine contextually was kind of close. Mine was stupid.
The story is Kentucky Fried Poop.
I hate how funny that is.
That had the sound when it started of an Eric Zane lowest common denominator joke.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some good puns going. I'm going to add one.
I never have been good at that.
I disagree. In a different way.
Three columns on a sheet of paper. The first one is a name. The second one is a body part like butt or penis.
That's my formula. Is that what you're saying?
Boobs. Yeah. And then the third one is various liquids.
Okay. It's like behind your eyelids. It's like a one sentence Mad Lib. Brain, close eyes, read Mad Lib.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and, you know, and you just tell me when you got it out of your system, because I'm not going to – don't rely on me to expect to know when to move on from this. So I'm not – don't come to me expecting me at any one point to go, yeah, okay, good, because that's just going to be even more awkward. So if I get that out of the way, then I'll let you, you know, how to drive this one.
What did you find in your drive in your yard?
Perfect. That was good.
That didn't belong there.
Poop.
Ugly, stupid heads.
Eye pubes.
This is Jimbo.
Yeah. I didn't find it in my yard, but my friends and I were two tracking, and we found this field, and it had about like 20 of those big boy statues all in a giant circle. And then I have like a couple of the even bigger big boy statues on the outside, like the 10, 15 foot tall ones. It was just kind of weird.
Like somebody was building a big boy Stonehenge?
Yeah. And like we didn't own the property. We were just like trespassing as high schoolers. But like it was pretty weird to find in the middle of just some random field like a mile back into the woods.
So that what did you think when you saw it? Did you put two and two together that is just a high school prank, or are you still like befuddled?
Well, there was just so many of them. There was like 25 of these giant statues.
I get
it. That'd be a pretty elaborate prank. That sounds kind of odd.
Yeah, it's goofy.
I mean, it's odd, but it is a prank. I mean,
yeah, you do understand.
It's not like
what
the
happened.
Cult of Big Boy.
They went and took them. There wasn't a monster with a tractor beam that went, quit acting so amazed.
He seemed to be really desperate to add a layer to that didn't exist.
Yeah, I'm glad he called. It took the heat off me. Kind of.
1-800-947-3979.
It was really odd. I mean, it was so far out. I went, whoa. And then I went, ooh. And then, ooh. Man, because it was like crazy.
Brad in Appleton, Wisconsin, he says, I woke up to a tactical entry team in my yard. My college roommate was about to be arrested for drugs. I had woken up, had a Pop-Tart, walked out and talked to them. They asked who I was, and I told them, and they told me to have a good day as they proceeded to enter my house and arrest my roommate who was still asleep. Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, what's going on? You are? Okay, well, he's still sleeping, so, you know, at ease. And I'll let you in. You know, you don't have to worry about smashing anything. Come on in and get him. I'm not that committed to being his buddy. Yeah, come on in, man.
All right, slacker, move along. Eat your toaster pastry, and we're just going to go ahead and apprehend your roommate.